Okay.
We'll come back, presumably. Or have I blanked it? No? Any minute it will come back. Well, thank you again for your welcome. It is always great to be able to come to a supporting church and say thank you in person. And as a church that have supported Bible Society, I know for many years, it's a particular pleasure to be with you today. For those of you who don't know me, I've actually worked with Bible Society now for 10 years, which is incredible. And my current role is as the Church Partnership Manager for London and the South East of England. So I do find myself extremely often on the motorways of the South East. Today only the M3 and the M25, so it wasn't too bad. But I spend a lot of time visiting churches, church leaders, and volunteers. And I hope as I share with you again this morning that you'll be encouraged by what I have to say, that you'll be inspired by the stories, and also challenged perhaps to be involved yourself. Now, as you've already heard, I was in China back in November. I think actually the last time I came here was just before I went to China for the first time. It was an incredible privilege to visit churches in China in several provinces. And very often, when we would visit a church, we would see the same four Chinese symbols on the wall of the church. Now, I'm hopeful because, you know, I've not been to a church before with four people who've been to Vanuatu. So, anybody speak Mandarin? You're not going to let me down here, are you? They've got, right. Can you tell us what the symbols mean? Wonderful, you haven't let me down. Emmanuel in Mandarin. God is with us. Thank you. I won't try, as I know they've got a Mandarin speaker, I won't try and say it. Something like, well, no, I won't. God is with us. Remember Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. And although that name only occurs so few times in the Bible, it's been very meaningful to the church throughout history and all over the world. And I was told, especially to Chinese Christians who survived the dark years of the Cultural Revolution in the 60s and the 70s. During those years, I'm sure you're aware, Bibles were banned, often burned. Many Christians were tortured and imprisoned. Churches were closed. And they told me that the symbols for the word Emmanuel became a sign which believers shared, something, if you like the fish symbol for the early Christians, which meaning actually was undetected by the authorities often. And so it continues to be important for the church in China today, not only reminding them that God had never abandoned them, even in those difficult days, but that God has promised that he will always be with us. We met so many Christians in China who had stories to share, like this guy, Yang. He told us how his father, a pastor, during those difficult years, was forced to wear a placard round his neck, which said, "I am not a good man," and to carry a bell as if he were a leper. And he shared how many, many times the guards came to their home and took away anything that they thought had anything to do with Christianity, all their books. Amazingly, one Bible was saved. And here it is. Cunningly, then when they realized the guards were coming one day, they decided to act and they took their hymn book, they removed the cover of the hymn book, they took the Bible's cover off, and they swapped them. And in doing so, they fooled the guards and they kept their Bible. They weren't able to keep it in their home. They hid it. But you see, it was so precious to them. So precious that they would go to any lengths to try and to save it. And as you can see, literally, they have sewn it back together again. You know, talk about every picture tells a story. You know, that was something that I will never forget. Again and again, we asked these faithful believers, such as this guy here, Pastor Bao, how did you keep going during those difficult days when the Bible was taken away? And he put his hand on his heart, and I'll never forget what he said. He said, God was still with us, Emmanuel, and we had his words in our heart. He said his mother had taught him the scriptures, another link to mothers, when he was a child. And he knew God's word. And I said to him, Psalm 119? And he said, yes, I've hidden your word in my heart that I may not sin against you. Do you know, that challenged me at the time and challenged the church leaders that I had with me, because it was a church leader visit. How well do we know the scripture if our Bibles were taken away? In the 1950s and the 60s in China, when all the missionaries were kicked out, the churches were closed, Bibles were banned, it must have seemed as if God had abandoned his people. Chairman Mao famously declared that God was dead. And yet, that book, this book that was banned, is now unofficially the best-selling book in China today. Is that incredible? Now, if I were in certain churches that I visit, there would be a very loud hallelujah at that point. But I understand. This is Blackheath. So, you know, I will be restrained. Who would have believed that Amity Press would become the biggest Bible printing press in the world? I mean, it's madness, isn't it? In communist China, 126 million Bibles now roll off these presses. It's an amazing sight as you walk through Amity, just to the sense of God's word being produced and then sent around China and now also around the world. It's a Bible every second. That is certainly a wow factor. But what does this Emmanuel mean to us today? Throughout the Bible, God was constantly calling his people to follow him and offering them his presence. As we heard from Exodus 33, Moses realizes that unless God's going to go with them, they might as well not go on the journey. Remember God's promise, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. And later, Isaiah foretells of a time when the Messiah would come, and he uses this significant word, Emmanuel, to describe the one who would come, Jesus himself, who was both human and divine, who would literally walk beside the people in first century Palestine. Emmanuel became a physical presence and knew what it was like to feel as we do, to celebrate, to suffer, to weep. And although, of course, we don't have the privilege of having the physical Jesus by our side, we and those Chinese Christians we've heard about know that Emmanuel continues to walk with us today as we follow him. But what difference does that make? The so what? I just want to give you a few verses and some stories. Isaiah 43 verse 2. It's a great verse. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. We are not alone. Whenever, whatever we may face, whether that be heartache, bereavement, unemployment, financial pressures, whatever, Isaiah's words are a powerful reminder. Emmanuel, God is with us. That's the difference it makes. When we were in China, in Kunming, in Yunnan province, we met this lady. Now, it was very difficult to take a picture of Chao Ping because she is very small. She's very crippled. We met her at the Blind and Disabled Fellowship in Kunming. And she shared her testimony with us. And I don't think any of us will ever forget. Because she was so disabled, she could just get around on something like a skateboard, low to the ground, a little wooden thing on wheels. And she shared with us, she was completely nothing. Nobody cared about her. She was of no value in society. Until 15 years ago, she was taken to a church, Holy Trinity Church, in the middle of Kunming. And for the first time, she experienced love. God's love. Was given a Bible, she couldn't read at that time, was taught to read. So now, 15 years later, she is one of those who goes out onto the streets of Kunming to feed the homeless. I thought that was incredible. And I said to her, what do you feed them with? What do you take? And she said very proudly, mooncake and Bibles. Now I understand mooncake is Chinese speciality. Food for the body and food for the soul. And as she was sharing her testimony, she kept sort of breaking off and saying, you know he's an amazing God. You know he's an amazing God. Here was someone who knew the reality despite physical pain, which she feels constantly, being shunned by many people in society, who knows that Emmanuel will never leave her. John 14, Jesus promised when he left this earth, before he left the earth, we would not be abandoned. He will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. You know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. What an amazing promise. This is how we know that God is with us. His Holy Spirit, he has given to us, our guide, our counselor, to be with us forever, whatever. Another testimony. This is Helen, her English name. She is a theological student at Nanjing Seminary. And when she shared her testimony with us, again, it was powerful. Like many Christians in China, when we asked them, how did you become a follower of Jesus? It is very often the case that somebody, a friend, a member of the family, a colleague, has simply shared their faith with them. That's how most people become Christians. Or they have been given a Bible. You see, you can't have big evangelistic campaigns out on the streets, open air meetings, whatever. But actually, do we always need those? It's one-to-one sharing what we know of Jesus. And through her tears, she shared with us how her parents were so angry when she became a Christian. They beat her physically. But she said, once I opened this book and started to read it, I knew this was the truth. And I would not give it up. They tried to make me give it up. But I knew God's Spirit was in me. And he gave me the strength to carry on. Acts 1, verse 8. Jesus promises, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes. You'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Jesus promises the power that comes with having the Holy Spirit. But it's not just for us to enjoy, not just for us to keep. Did you notice that in that verse? It's so that we can be his witnesses, so that others can know the reality of Emmanuel. We're challenged not to be ashamed of the gospel, to be ready to share with others the faith that we have found. We met this young student. They all seem very young to me, but he's actually a postgraduate student studying astrophysics at Nanjing University. And again, as we heard his story, very different from some of the people that we met. We met with him and some other students in our team meeting one evening, and they all shared their stories. And you know, every one of those other students had come to Christ through this quiet guy, Howie, through him sharing what he knew of Jesus Christ. I was told that many young people in China today are coming to Christ. In fact, in some of the city churches, they actually said to me, a third of our congregation are young people. We need some older people. And you can imagine, all of the church leaders with me were saying, well, we could do with some of that. But you see, it's compelling to those especially who have grown up in a moral vacuum, when all religion, all culture was taken away in the Cultural Revolution. Someone like Howie and his friends can buy a Bible. They can walk into the Bible bookshop that we went into. It's on the high street in Nanjing and in Shanghai. But in many parts of China, as you saw earlier, it's not possible to get a Bible unless somebody actually brings it to you. This is Zhang. She had scraps of scripture when she was young. She became to faith when she was 14. And at that time, there was one Bible in her village, just one. So what they did was they shared it, had it for one day in the month. And while they had it, they scribbled down as much as they could. And you can see, 80 years later, she still got those scraps of paper. And her testimony was that when everything around was dissolving, very difficult in Nanjing in the 1930s when the Japanese invaded, she said, I was at peace. Why? Because she knew the Lord. She knew him to be with her. And she had his words, even though they were only scraps of scripture. Can you imagine then, 80 years later, she finally had a Bible of her own? You know, it's impossible for us, isn't it, to imagine what it was like. Just incredible. I had the privilege of giving a number of elderly people in their 70s and 80s and 90s their first Bible. Goodness me, we take it for granted. Very, very challenging. There is tremendous hunger for the Bible in China today. This is I think it's a phenomenal statistic. Nobody really knows how many Christians there are, but at least 1 million people are becoming believers every year. Now that's in the registered and in the unregistered churches. Believers simply pass the message on to their friends and families. And so there is a great demand for the Bible. That's why Bible Society works with the China Partnership to print and distribute Bibles, if you've already seen, and to translate into minority languages. This is one of those elderly people that I gave the Bible to last year. 78 years old, been a Christian probably for 50 years, and that was the first day that she had a Bible of her own. See, that's our passion at Bible Society. To make the Bible available, to make sure it's accessible, to demonstrate it's credible, it's true. We are so grateful that you partner with us so that we can end the wait for millions of Christians in China and around the world who still wait for a Bible, as well as for the many in our own society who know nothing of its message, like the children who we saw earlier, who are listening to Open the Book, or the children who will see your Easter play in the next couple of weeks. None of this will be possible without the prayers, the giving, the legacies of people such as yourselves. So I hope that you found that encouraging. I could talk all day about China, but I promise I'm about to finish. You can come and talk to me outside in coffee. And I know that those people who have got God's word now as a result of your generosity would want to say thank you to you. Please do continue to pray with us. Prayer in Action is our little regular prayer magazine which goes with the Word in Action. Things to pray for are mentioned here, and then the story that goes with it in the magazine. Do please take copies of those when you come and have coffee. But I also want to give you another challenge, which I may have said before here. These are off-cut pages of the Chinese Bible. Now, you have an advantage, but please don't mob her, that you have someone who can tell you where they come from. These are literally offcuts, and the challenge is this. Take one of these, put it in your own Bible to remind you to pray for the church in China. Very simple thing to do. And if you want to know where your bit of the Bible comes from, then I'm sure you can get help. I normally challenge people to go to their local Chinese takeaway. You can do that as well. You see, it's a bit of an opener, isn't it? You know, you go in and say, somebody gave me this. I think it's in Chinese. Could you help me? I've yet to have, you know, the masses of feedback as Chinese takeaways all over the country turn to Christ. But there you are. Maybe it will start in Blackheath. You know, maybe one of your church groups would take on the challenge of funding a roll of paper. That's what we subsidise at Amity Press, the roll of paper. £480, one roll of paper, enough for 600 Bibles? If you don't know what a roll of paper looks like, I'm modelling one. Once a geographer, always a geographer, which means you have to have someone for scale. So that's my excuse for being in the picture. Just imagine the potential of that roll of paper. 600 Bibles, often shared between families. I know some of you are already regular givers to Bible Society, so thank you. There may be some here who would like to do that. And can I challenge you to consider joining Bible a Month? These days, £5 is the average cost of providing a Bible worldwide. You know, £5, what can that buy us? Waterloo Station, cappuccino and a muffin? Possibly. I come on the Waterloo line, that's the one I know. But actually, for £5, just once a month, we can provide the life-giving words of the Bible to somebody. So that's another challenge. I like challenges, as you probably realise. Emmanuel, may you know the reality. May we know the reality of God with us today and always. And may we actually increasingly value God's word for ourselves and ensure that this message of good news is passed on to the next generation. So thank you.